The order of restitution was signed and filed with the court Tuesday night. The order is directed to the Greater Park City Corporation and Greater Properties Incorporated, who used to hold the leases until the judge ruled that they had not been properly renewed. In his order, the judge says that the two businesses have 60 calendar days following service of the order to vacate the premises that were the subject of both the resort area and Crescent Ridge leases, which cover about 3,700 acres of property, referred to as the leased premises in these proceedings. However, as requested by Park City attorneys, the order is stayed until at least August 27th, and they're not required to vacate until 60 days after the court hearing on the 27th, unless the court at that hearing continues the stay or determines another time frame by which the resort must be gone. Park City Mountain is further ordered to remove what the judge describes as its machinery, equipment, personal property, and supplies not affixed to the soil, and to restore possession of the premises to the defendants, Talisker Land Holdings and United Park City Mines Company, or be forcibly removed by a sheriff or constable. The judge's order also says that Park City Mountain has the right to a hearing to contest the matter of enforcement of the restitution order. That hearing has been scheduled for Wednesday, August 27th at 9 a.m. at the Silver Summit Courthouse. If the parties fail to comply with the order, the sheriff may be called by Talisker to enter the premises by force if necessary and move the property. The parties aren't releasing any information as to the status of the court-ordered mediation, even if they have been able to agree on who will mediate. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.